This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steph, hello.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling all the emotions. I've had a little bit to decompress, so I'm feeling better, but definitely still feeling all the feels.
Yeah. How shocked were you last night?
Absolutely stunned. I had zero words.
Yeah. What is that feeling like to like feel like the whole week you thought you knew what was happening and then?
Honestly, I feel like it's a small part of the bigger picture of the game. It's you only know 2% of what's going on in that house at any given time. Every 10 minutes, something is being said. You're never going to hear all of what's being said. So I think it just really hit me. It's like, wow, okay, here we are. I played and now I'm gone.
Yeah. What do you think happened?
I think Kyle was given some information and given some power that he may not have been ready for yet. He made some emotional decisions and didn't know where to go or who to listen to. Ultimately, he should have listened to me and trusted me, but he didn't. And that's going to be a detriment to his game.
What was that?
I was just saying, well, now I feel like I was collateral damage in his plan scheme of whatever he wanted to get done this week. Mm-hmm. And the house turned on him and said, we don't like what you're doing, so this is the price you pay.
Yeah. Why do you think he put you up?
That's a very good question that I don't even know if he even knows why he put me up. I think he heard things that obviously weren't true, and that's where that argument with Moose came in, and I had to clear my name up. And then he realized after that conversation that I really could have been trusted. But I have zero clue if he even knows what was going through his mind the whole week. So I have no idea for myself.
How do you think this vote came together against you?
Gosh, I think some amazing liars, some great players in that game, and some strategists. It's season 10. They did not come to play. They did what they had to do, but I also didn't stop working my butt off. I did not lay low. I didn't know who I was going up beside until Josh was sitting beside me. So it made it a little bit hard to campaign, but it was tough. It was a tough situation for sure.
If you had known where the house had, like how the house was feeling about the vote, like what would your pitch have been? Like, had you known where they were standing?
The what ifs and the scenarios I could run through in my brain would just absolutely, the amount of like spider webs I could form with the what ifs. But if I feel like if I were to have known, I would have been able to talk. I'm a great talker. I talk a lot. And I think I would have been able to really talk people into seeing we shouldn't be making this emotional. I feel like it was an emotional house decision to get me out to spite Kyle, mm-hmm. whereas Josh is a strong physical player and a very good social player. And throughout the line, it's going to be harder to get him out because now he has this, I don't even know, but I think they all made the wrong decision getting me out. They should have got him out when they could have.
Is there anything else you would have done differently if you could go back?
I'd like to say yes, but honestly, being a different person from who you are in that house with all the stresses already added, I went in wanting to be confident like I am in real life. I wanted to go in being truthful and transparent and face value and try my absolute best. And that's what I did. And I I'm happy with what I was able to contribute.
Who do you feel like you bonded with the most in the house?
I definitely feel like I bonded the most with Jace. I bonded a lot with Herman the last week as well. It's so tough to say because there's little pockets of like that devil on your shoulder saying, don't trust these people, don't trust these people. But you really feel the connection on the off times and the downtime with these people.
Yeah. Who do you feel like you bonded with the least?
Summer. I definitely bonded the least with Summer, but we had a conversation about this. We said, you know, we're both Virgos, but we established we have two completely different communication styles. And for that reason, we could not work together. And it is what it is.
It is what it is. How are you feeling about Kyle now after everything?
Gosh, I want him to get a taste of his own medicine. I want him to see what it looks like. I do feel bad. He's a huge fan of the show. So it's like, it sucks to, you know, have a really super messy HOH, but that's the name of the game. You played your cards really awfully and your chess analogies and strategies didn't work the way you wanted them to. So I hope he's able to somehow kind of save himself, but I also want to see him out next week. So
there you go. If you had been looking for a showmance in the game, is there anyone that you were kind of looking at for a showmance?
So obviously Gino is very attractive, but our personalities did not mesh. I'm a very extroverted person. He's very introverted. Herman, great personality, great guy. Had I been in there a bit longer, who knows? I only really got close to him the last week, but yeah, that's.
You can only do so much in a couple of weeks.
That's very true.
If you had stayed in the game, who would you have targeted?
I would have definitely targeted Summer. She is a very strong social strategic player. And as you know, from watching the show and being in the house, you need those players out of the game the minute you get any opportunity to take a shot at them. And if those house guests don't, I want to watch her win now. I want to see what she's able to do and what chaos she can ensue in that house. But being in that house, they need to get her out if they want any chance to win.
Would you say you're rooting for Summer then?
Definitely rooting for Summer.
Yeah. Who would you put up next to her?
I would put up Kyle. I would put up Kyle. Taste of your own medicine, Kyle.
So who do you think is playing the best game?
The best game right now, I would still say Summer. She has so many bases covered. Socially, she's everywhere in that house. At any given moment, she's floating around, bopping her heads in every conversation, has such a good rapport with everybody. Even though her and I didn't connect on a game level, I still appreciate her as a person, and she's a great human. So, she's playing a good game.
How did you feel about the experience overall? Like, what were your takeaways?
I absolutely loved the experience. It was so amazing. I went in wanting to be myself and trying anything that I could, the hardest I could, and I did that. And the takeaway is never underestimate yourself, because you never know what you're capable of, especially in situations like that under pressure. And I surprised myself at some points. I didn't think I'd be coming second in that HOH beside Marty. So...
there you go. Thank you so much for talking with me, Steph.
Thank you.